Okay, that takes us to old business. And in the old business, we've covered quite a bit. Oh, sorry, Nancy has one. Someone's working can get some word to them or something and help them evacuate. That's the one thing as far as fire safety that we need to be cognizant of. You know, it's nice if you're and if you're out to go onto your own property, it's nice if you just stop in and say hey to Paul and Nancy and let them know that you're out here in case they need some help or you need some help. It's good to just good to know who's out here and what's going on, especially with the contractors and how many people they have out here. And
this is private property, the main thoroughfare. There are some people that want to go up to the tanks. They know how you're 48. You don't know what you're doing out here.
As far as what?
Responsible. really the fact of where people are living. If you see somebody off on these side roads, definitely we need to,
I mean, we're not law enforcement. The Braytons are not law enforcement, but, you know, we need to be cognizant of, you know, the surroundings and who's out here and what's happening, and don't challenge someone if they're going to be confrontational. And I don't want the Braytons to challenge someone if someone's going to be confrontational, but just, you know, maybe write down their license plate number, call a local authority or something. Yes. That's unfortunate. There has been incidences of that, and that's one of the reasons why we're concerned about security and people out and about. It's
I've had propane bottles. Yeah, we have
a backhoe.
We can
get your backhoe. I'll go get the backhoe.
Tools are tools. I mean, yeah, you don't. It's unfortunate, but yeah.
Hopefully, stickers will help. You know, just back there.
Come on in and check in.
Yeah. Yeah, anytime you can just come in and check in at the ranch headquarters and get a temporary tank tag. And if you're a lot owners, obviously you have your own sticker on your vehicle.
You personally should have one of these yellow. The businesses are a different color. They're red.
Yeah, they should check in with, you know, and one part of, if you're going to show someone the ranch, you would want to check in with Paul and Nancy and see how wonderful they are. You know, and what's going on with the ranch.
You know, plus they give you another thing. If you're old set for, you know, back doors might be washed out.
And one thing with the Rhino is it allows Paul greater access on the muddy roads, the icy roads. You know, got to be careful though. But, you know, gives them more opportunity and spend less fuel on getting around to the ranch, letting people know that he's available and he's out here and checking on things.
And it's 200 miles to a tank of gas, and a tank of gas is 7.5 gallons. The ranch truck was 150 to 175 miles with 18 gallons.
Thank you.
Fuel tanks. I did my homework.
Yeah, appreciate that. Okay. You like that lineup. Okay. We will be at with the new board. The newly elected new board will be looking at new, you know, committees, staffing or committees. We'll always ask for volunteer help. We always need it. We have a website committee, communication committee, and that deals with websites and, you know, updating that. We do have a new web service provider.
That works?
Yeah, I believe that's up and running now. Covered the erosion control efforts. As far as the water resource plan, that's ongoing. The fire protection plan is also ongoing. And the road plan. Now, as far as fire protection plan, if you have structures on your lot, we have you know, criteria or information basically that's out there from the Forest Service, from the municipal agency, that gives recommendations on how to clear and what to clear. And, you know, we don't want to see moonscape all around your structures. Obviously, you know, that would not be nice, but you do. You can take the mosaic pattern and still have the nature there, but still be fire-wise. A wood chipper would be something that we could look for in the future. It's nice about when you trim back around the cabin and the structure, it'll put it right back down on the ground. You know, it's a good, it doesn't promote fire very well. we've had a lot of expenses this year. And also, obviously, you've seen the road plan that's going around. That's all just a work in progress. And this is something that we've seen as you look at the pictures in the photo album that the equipment, you know, problems we need to put culverts in. Obviously, I've gotten pictures emailed to me of flood that are wiping out Lake Ross going across the road. Obviously, there's conditions that are not going to be bad. Okay? But it's the act that we have to deal with. So that's why we target certain things in certain areas like this, Johnny Brown, Blue Run area, they got a road that we need to address. You know, there's some areas in Slide 10 where we may need to build up the road, but obviously that's going to be something that's going to be further down the road. Obviously, priorities, we have to set priorities. And so that's what the road plan is. What we're trying to do with the board is to put some organization in and have a plan that can be carried on, because unfortunately people come and go, whether it's management or it's board, but the ranch is still here and still has the same needs. So we want to focus in on let's provide a means to carry things forward without trying to reinvent the wheel each time. And obviously, you know, new people are put into new positions all the time, but if there's something already set in place that works, I mean, always there's ways to tweak things and make improvements. Always, you know, and to listen to new ideas, that's so important. But anyway, that's where we're the direction that we hope to see in the future. Any comments on old business? Any further comments from the board for on old business, Dave?
No.
Are you doing good notes?
No, doing fine.
Awesome, thank you.
Got a new pen.
4-1 out. Huh?
Any more ballots that need to be turned in?
Ballots? John, did you turn
mine in?
You did?